USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the Taliban has taken over control of Afghanistan, they are working to create a new government. But Afghan protesters are taking to the streets in at least two cities to show their strong opposition to the group. Taliban soldiers reacting by violently beating protesters and firing into the crowd. Hiruni is an American trapped in Afghanistan, and he joined Fox News to discuss the situation at the airport.
There's thousands of people on the street and crazily walking around. There's not easy at all to get on the gate, which is on the east side of the airport.
COVID booster shots could soon be available for Americans. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services, which is preparing to offer shots beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As vaccine mandates continue to pop up across the nation, one governor is saying not in his state.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Hiraki.
Georgia's Republican-controlled state election board is voting to appoint three people to conduct a performance review of Fulton County. It's the first step needed for the state to take over running elections in Georgia's largest county, one that's heavily Democratic. It appointed two Republicans and one Democrat to the review panel, which was authorized in the sweeping election reform law passed earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York City's first in the nation indoor coronavirus vaccine requirements started on Tuesday. Folks must either display the city or state vaccine phone app or a paper vaccination card when entering indoor dining, entertainment venues, and fitness centers. Businesses face a $1,000 fine for not complying once enforcement of the mandate goes into effect September 13th. Beverly Hallberg is the president of District Media Group. She's also unvaccinated because she has an autoimmune disease and is waiting for more research regarding the vaccine and her disease.
I'll be honest with you, Will. I never wanted to talk about my private health information in such a public way, but I feel like I have no choice, and I want to speak up on behalf of the other unvaccinated Americans out there who have been bullied, frankly. And I just want to be clear. I've been a public proponent of Operation Warp Speed from the beginning. I still am. I eagerly await the data that rolls out. But the CDC's own website said that people who have autoimmune diseases like myself, that the data currently does not show that it is safe for us to get the vaccine. So what am I to do? And on top of that, I'd like to add that I am a survivor of COVID. I have antibodies. So this isn't just a decision for myself. I also am considering the safety of others around me. And I do have a strong immune, natural immunity
right
in this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.